It is time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm all right.
All right. We're ready to rock and roll here. I was looking at the hockey from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching a little last night.
The Islanders, they're really on a roll. They defeated the Sabres. Didn't they beat the Devils the night or two nights before that?
Yeah. The Islanders, they're getting back into stride,
yeah.
Like I said last week.
Yeah, they really are. The Rangers defeated the Devils.
The Devils are god-awful. The Rangers stink. And the Devils got manhandled by them. The Devils, oh, my God. It was kind of like watching a college team play against a bad high school team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How bad were they? And I was watching the scores last night, and Pittsburgh was destroying the Flyers early. 3-0, like before you could even blink an eye. They lost 4-3. That's pitiful.
Yeah, that is pitiful.
That's pitiful. When you have a quick 3-0 lead and you wind up losing 4-3, not good.
Today, the Bruins, you folks that are Bruins fans, they're taking on the Capitals today. That's that. Very quickly, just switch over. Let's maybe take a look at the NBA. The Celtics, listen to these scores. The Celtics beat the Raptors 132-125. I'm looking at any
almost
game.
260 points.
There's not one game. Another game's 119-117, 114-110, 112-111. Listen,
nobody scored double digits. Okay?
Everybody in every game scored triple digits except for one game where the Pelicans scored 93 points. Other than that, everybody was well over 100 points a game.
I guess they took the NFL policy of no defense.
The game has changed. Can you imagine seeing scores like that back in the 70s, back in the 60s?
Good thing Pat Riley's not coaching now. He wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. All right, what else do we have out there?
Well, remember when ESPN had some credibility?
Yeah.
And they had when Tim Jackson and Chris Carter and Chris Berman were on the NFL show.
Yeah.
And they had their come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have a segment like that. Cool. It's gonna be called "Don't Drink the Kool Aid." Don't Drink the Kool Aid Fridays. Major League Baseball. Okay. The teams can determine how long they want the games to be: 5 innings, 6 innings, 7 innings. Maybe 9 innings. If a pitcher throws 20 or more pitches in the inning, they can declare the inning over.
What?
This is Major League Baseball.
No, those aren't real rules.
Yes, they are. Look at box scores of recent games: 5 innings, 7 innings. And if you go to StubHub or whatever the facilities are to buy spring training tickets, spring training tickets cost as much as $100. So if I shell out $100 and take my two kids to the game and spend 3 beans to go watch spring training, where I need to see a psychiatrist to do that to begin with, and then these guys decide to just play 6 innings, am I getting 33% of my money back?
Absolutely not.
It's absolutely insane. So folks, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't support Major League Baseball. This is ridiculous. I was following it, and I'm like, no, this can't be true, just like you. No, it's true. If a pitcher has a bad inning, we end the inning. We just end the inning. It doesn't matter. You could have bases loaded. Don't matter what you got. End the inning. I thought spring training was a point of time where you're supposed to condition yourself.
Yeah, that's the whole
and
thing.
Your team.
That's the whole thing. That's right. You build yourself up so you can go out and you can play a full season, hopefully without injury, and your arms, everything's prepared.
Not anymore.
That's amazing.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, folks. If you want to go to Florida, go to the beach. Don't go to a ballpark.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Positively insane.
Now, what about...
I got one more don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Which will segue us into horse racing. Remember how I've been touting Max Fields' horn and saying, you know, this and that about him?
Yeah.
Well, guess where Max Field shows up this weekend? The big cap at Santa Anita. Guess what you can't do at Santa Anita? Run with Lasix. Guess what? Max Fields done every race of his life.
Run with LASIK.
Why is Brendan Walsh drinking the Kool-Aid, taking Max Field to California to run in an awful race where he should beat them if he runs backwards, but you're running a horse that's had physical problems his entire career, and you're taking him off the LASIKs? Horses get hurt when they get tired. The LASIKs inhibits breathing. If you can't breathe, Marshall, you get what?
Yeah, injured. Yeah.
You get tired.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get hurt. Absolutely terrible, bad move by Brendan Walsh. He drank the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
All right, now before we get to racing, what about the Kool-Aid where Seattle now says that, this means one thing, that they're taking offers on their quarterback, trade offers?
Yeah, that's been like out there for a couple weeks now.
So where do you think he's going to end up? If not Seattle, where do you think he's going to end up? I know where I think he's going to end up.
No, he won't. He's not going to end up on the Jets.
No, New England.
New England?
Yeah.
What about the Fig? Where's he going to go? Isn't he signed through next year?
No.
Oh, there'll be problems there.
Yeah.
There'll be problems. There'll be somebody up there picketing. Unfair to Fig Newton.
Yeah, I think he'll wind up with the Patriots. Maybe not.
No,
maybe,
I don't think so.
Maybe because the Patriots don't seem so insurmountable now, but that was the first thing that crossed my mind.
I don't think so.
I know he will not wind up with the Jets. No.
I think that somehow New England's going to package something or do something, and I think they're going to wind up with the first pick. I think they'll do something to get themselves a quarterback because New England, they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
And the kid coming out of Clemson is the quarterback. They may mortgage their future and send a couple first-round picks for the next couple years to somebody to get him. I think they might try to pull that move. They're not going to go for Wilson. Wilson is another patch on the tire that already has six holes in it. It's not going to last.
All right, and I'm going to congratulate the UConn men's basketball coach. They're 15-4 this year. He came in. The program was in a terrible shape. I had no idea who the guy was. Of course, you're coming into a situation where you've got the UConn women, who are always terrific. And then all this guy has done is win for them, and they're going to be in the NCAA tournament this year. So a tip of the cap to that guy. We don't even know his name, but he's done a great job with that program. So that's one of those underlying stories that nobody's talking about here, not even in Connecticut, which is a shame because the guy's done a really good job. All right, now on to the track.
Yeah, one more thing about baseball. The Phillies beat the Yankees yesterday 15-0 and gave up six home runs.
Wow, 15-0.
15 goose. I don't know who was in the lineup, but 15-0 is 15-0.
Who kicked the field goal?
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right, what about at the track?
All right, going to Tampa. I was going to do California, but that move with Maxfield just got me too upset. So we're at Tampa tomorrow. The ninth race is the Grade 2 Hillsborough Mile and Eighth on the turf. 11 lineup for this race. And we're going to want to go outside to the 11 eventually, but the horse I'm going to use underneath is the 7 New York Girl. Raced two times since late December in this country after coming from overseas for Billy Mott with a win at Gulfstream and a second by one at Tampa in early February in a prep race for this one. New York Girl bears watching here. Another horse I'm going to look at is the one horse Magic Attitude by Leper Roof, trained by Armand Delacour. Another horse coming from France with two races here. Hasn't been out since October when last seen in the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth. Ran in the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks, so this horse has class. This horse won the Belmont Oaks, ran third in the Queen Elizabeth, so a nice class horse here coming into the race. But my top pick's going to be on the outside, Micheline. This horse last time was seen was also in the Queen Elizabeth at Keeneland. Ran second by 3/4 that day. This horse has a really, really good closing move, a good quick turn of foot from Michael Stidham. By the stakes mare Panty Raid, Micheline at 8-1, bet all day. So we're going to go with the 11 Micheline, the 7 New York Girl, and the 1 Magic Attitude in the Hillsborough, which is the 9th race at Tampa. The 10th race at Tampa is the Grade 3 Florida Oaks. This horse is for 3-year-old fillies. And again, folks, these horses can run on LASIKs at Tampa. Tampa didn't drink the Kool-Aid. The favorite's going to be the two-horse Joust, the trained by Todd Pletcher. Speed from the inside, stays in front as far as he goes. This horse is undefeated on the turf, 2-for-2. I don't know if this horse is going to get a little bit of pressure. I think the four-horse, who has no shot in the race, has some speed and may push him. The six-horse will push him. This horse gets pushed a little bit. It's going to open it up for my two horses, one being the three, Mia Martina, 2-for-2 lifetime on the turf, 2-for-2 lifetime period. Both wins at Gulfstream, trained by Graham Motion, training nice at Palm Meadows. Gets Leperoux, who's riding pretty well at Gulfstream. He comes over today, tomorrow, to ride this horse. And Graham Motion has the other horse I like, the 11 horse, Oyster Box, 2-for-2. Hasn't run this far yet, but is definitely bred for it by Tappet out of a star former mare. And another 11's going to be my top pick here. So we go with the 11 Oyster Box over the 3 Mia Martina and the 2 horse Jouster. Their top race of the day is the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby, mile and 16th on the dirt for 3-year-olds, looking to get to the Kentucky Derby. The 3 horse trained by Billy Mott, Candyman Rocket, who won the Sam Davis, will definitely be the favorite in this race. Being that the horse won the Sam Davis, one by one, people are going to just jump right back on this horse. I'm not. One horse that bears watching at a big price is the 9, Unbridled Honor, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse went 2 turns at Tampa in early February, won pretty convincingly at even money, gets the acid test, going right from maiden specials into the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby. Is training well, though, so at 20-1, this horse is a definite use in your exotics. But my top pick's going to be the 8 horse, Hidden Stash, trained by Vicky Oliver. This horse has run at Keeneland where it's broke its maiden, came back, won an upper-level claiming race at Churchill at the end of November. Off the shelf, ran a 3rd in the Sam Davis, 2 Candyman Rocket. This horse has a just off the pace kind of race with a nice turn of foot. Bayerano comes in to ride this horse for Vicky Oliver. He rode this horse the 2 times that it won at Keeneland and Churchill Downs, training very well over the deep Payson Park surface. Hidden Stash wins the Tampa Bay Derby tomorrow and gets a ticket to Louisville on the first Saturday in May.
All right there, Mike. I want you to have a good weekend.
Yeah, it'll be indoors. Too cold to be outside still. I was thinking of going down to Raleigh and watch my nephew play against North Carolina State, but too cold for me.
It'll warm up next week, so you'll have options.
Yeah, but next week they're back in Florida. I ain't going down there next week.
Okay. I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Have a nice weekend, guys.
Mike Cosio with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.